point-scoring rugby freak. Matthew Burke joins us. Go, Berkey.
Sometimes they just leave out point scoring.
I was very kind there.
You were, TK. How are you? Well?
Yeah, mate. Really, Jimmy? Really well.
Berkey, we spoke to Michael Hooper yesterday, the 82nd Wallabies captain. That's an honour for him. I know he's done it before. I'm not saying the cupboard was bare, but he's just the obvious choice. Right?
Well, it's the full-time role now, isn't it? Yeah. You know, he stepped in for Michael, Stephen Moore, in previous years. And, you know, when you have that fill-in role, it's not really your team, is it? We've seen it for past cricket captains, that kind of stuff. He's got his team now, and he's already spoken about trying to change a few bits and pieces and leadership group and that kind of stuff. The simple thing he has to change is that L to a W. You know, he has to be able to get a win. Somehow conjure up a win against the Kiwis in only a couple of weeks' time, ANZ Stadium. But a tough ask. Lovely guy. Incredible focus, incredible direction. Has that a real good ability to separate football from, I think, the rest of his life as well.
Right.
We did a thing with him the other week where he rode his Harley and that kind of stuff, and it was just a nice chat, and he gets away with it. But when you can see the glint in his eye when it's on for rugby, he is just on for rugby. He's a good lad.
I can tell you what you can also see in him, which I like, is, well, I don't want to see it too often from him, but that disappointment in a loss.
Yeah.
And the fact that I mentioned yesterday, he breaks his backside every game.
Yeah.
And he is one of the blokes you can't point the finger at, but he has to transcend that now into the team, doesn't he?
It's like he...
you agree? Or
very much so. Yeah. Very much so. He lives and breathes it. You know, there was a game a couple of years ago, and we asked him, how does it feel, against... And he basically said, if I can say, he said, mate, he said, it sucks. You know, I hate losing against these blokes. And no one says that anymore, you know? And so he gives that raw opinion straight away. But... yeah, 15 Michael Hoopers on the team, you'd go okay. So he's trying to get that infectious enthusiasm and that desire across the rest of the team.
A privately educated young man like you, Matthew Burke, using that language on the radio. I'm quoting.
That's the Carlingford coming out.
How much Carlingford and how much St. Joseph's Hunter
Hill?
Exactly
that's exactly right.
He's got to find the balance.
Sometimes you just switch, don't you?
He nearly made it to the Valley Boys at one stage.
Oh, down the bottom there, Dundas. All my brothers went to Dundas. They went to St. Pat's Dundas. Yeah,
they've got a tougher edge to them.
That's exactly right. That's how I got beaten up at home.
Look, I know this is another. It is funny about rugby. We talk about our last two captains. Stephen Moore. And Michael Hooper, not Mick Hooper.
Yeah, that's right. Michael Hooper.
It's such a rugby thing.
Yeah.
Mate, I watched the Lions come back from 22 down, points down, last Saturday night, early Sunday morning, and I was thinking about that altitude over there in Joburg. It's a big plus for them. They just felt their legs.
Yeah, and we've spoken about it before. That's that advantage of playing at 5,500 feet or wherever it is up in Johannesburg. And you can come out of the blocks flying, and that's exactly what the Hurricanes did. They get the drop ball toe through. TJ Perenara there scoring the try.
They look fantastic.
And the ball movement. You throw it from side to side, and there's just lots of running. For some reason, there's lots of running up at altitude. But I think teams forget how to tackle, and all of a sudden, the Lions turned it around. They played. They got a little bit tighter, and just sort of got their game plan back together again. They ended up putting 40 points on them in the second half thereabouts and got to the final. So Crusaders going over there, and that's a massive trip. You know, like that's and they won't be doing much in terms of running and the rest of it. But it rocks you, no doubt about it. And that's why this weekend I'll be taking the Lions for the win.
Wow.
Even though the Crusaders have had that amazing year, they dropped one game against the Hurricanes in the last sort of round robin game. But I think the Lions could get up there. Just the ability to be in front of a crowd of 55,000 people, and they are screaming South Africans. So there'll be limited support for the Crusaders over there, that's for sure.
$1.97 the Lions, the outsiders in that one. I want to ask you, SBW is available to play.
Is available.
Thoughts? I thought the ban was outrageous.
Well, I know when we first spoke about the four-week ban, I thought it was okay. Four week ban for me means a 4 week ban when you're playing top
four
one
games.
Footy. You don't go back and play club footy. You don't go. That doesn't constitute a game. And they've got out of it now by playing a trial match where they're playing three halves against Counties and Taranaki, and they've now constitute that as a game. So originally they said no, it's got to be up to thereabouts of the game where it's going to be. including the Bledisloe Cup. They've now got away with that. And I just think that's just another classic case of someone falling to New Zealand rugby saying, oh, okay, we better not upset these guys. Four-week ban.
It's a Queensland thing, you know.
It's
the old TBA.
Yeah, they'd have put on a jumping possibles versus probables game just to get someone
TBA.
Available
just to get someone
game.
Available for there. Yeah, and I when the ban came through and I thought, yeah, well done, tick the box for that one. And when they went to the appeal, I thought, just stand firm. You know, like, just you've set it in motion now, but they've said it's a they've called it a description of a match under the rules 23.7-4 whatever. You know
Berkey,
what I mean? It's like,
think of all those people from counties and Taranaki who can also now, oh, yeah, I trialled for the All Blacks. Every New Zealand bloke you've ever met,
All
Black trialist. All Black trialist.
Everybody's
now
All Black
trialist. Now they can say it legitimately.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Berkey.
Go on, you boys.
So it's the Lions at $1.97 to be causing the minor upset against the Crusaders in Joburg on the weekend.